Hello, this is Sid Souter. You're listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 5. That was the Russian futurist, a.k.a. just Matthew Hart, a gent who creates this fantastic symphonic pop from his computer and, I don't know, a four-track and a bedroom and probably a really nice computer. But he's based out of London, Ontario, kind of halfway between Detroit and Toronto. That song was called These Seven Notes, came out in May on Upper Class Records, and currently he's touring all over Scandinavia. That's his third album. I don't have his first two, so if somebody does, give me a holler. Let me know how they are. I know I really liked that one. Well, this week is the week after Halloween. I think we're recovering from parties and candied apples. I've got, as usual, about 7 or 8 songs for you. I'm going to go ahead and move on next to a band called Pants Yell. They'll be playing November 6th at Great Scott with Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone. Unfortunately, I will not be there, as I'm doing another show that night. This song is called My Boyfriend Writes Plays. It's an older song, but it was re-recorded for their 2004 album on Asaurus, which is just a CDR label putting out indie pop for a limited appeal audience, I guess. But most of it's really good, and Pants Yell make me happy. So let's move on with them.
Plays, and I'm leaving him.
The find of the week. That is Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, with the song I Am Warm and Powerful. That's from an album I think they put out themselves this summer. They're still looking for a label, and that band is fantastic. So all of you folks out there with labels, take notice. And great pop, harking back to the Beatles and carrying all the way to Modest Mouse. Everything is good about that album, with lots of variances. And they're going to go very far if they make their way out of Springfield, Missouri. Before that, we heard Pants Yell from Boston with the song My Boyfriend Writes Plays. Coming up next, I've got The Need. They're from Durham, North Carolina. And this is from their album, Wrath of Circuits. It came out in May on Sonic Onion. And the song I'm going to play is The Vibe.
Tell you. Cause you're bringing me down. You go on, freak out. Friend, you're bringing me down. So go on and get out. Cause you're bringing me down. Go on, go on, go on. Cause you're bringing me down. Go on, for now. Can I get a kick from you? Call it even later. Get a little lick from me. Call it even. Can I get a kick from you? Call it even later. Get another hit from me. Call it even. Cause I
was Dressy Bessie with Call It Even off the album Electrified that came out in June on Trans Dreamer Records. They're planning a big tour for December and January, so maybe a new album in the works. I was hesitant to pick up that album. Like I said, I've let it sit for a few months, even though I was a big Dressy Bessie fan. As the band has matured and evolved, and they're not the cute little twee band they used to be, a lot more guts there, but that song has a nice rock to it, and if I can make the change with Dressy Bessie, I'm sure you can too. Coming up next, I have the new album by Calvin Johnson. This came out last week on K Records, of course. Calvin has been playing all over New England the last couple of days, and will be playing in Boston at the YMCA, actually in Cambridge, on Sunday. But unfortunately, I'm at another show that night, won't be able to make that one. So another trip for Mr. Johnson that I'll miss. I'm sure it'll be a dance explosion. This album has some elements of dub narcotics and some elements of, you know, beat happening, and mostly it's just Calvin's meaty bass voice and songs of sparse arrangements. There's a few that differ from the formula, but for the most part, it's a Calvin Johnson record as you would expect it to be. The song I'm going to play is Your Eyes, and the album is Before the Dream Faded, came out just last week on his own K Records.
Green or are they gray? I was too startled to notice when I had the chance to notice.
just how many times, have I sat right here and seen that sky? Told myself I'm gonna be alright, but at the last light, after saying goodbye, you can't rest at night inside your of what we say.
Okay, that song is called Goodbye. It's from Granddaddy off their album Excerpts of the Diary of Toddzilla that came out in September on V2. And as the song title hints to, this is Goodbye. I've got one song left to play for you. This is by the band Bell Orchestra from Montreal, the members of Arcade Fire. Whether or not that band has exploded or not, I don't know. But maybe I'll ask them. They will be playing this Monday, the 7th, at the MFA. And that show is not sold out, so I know you can get tickets for that. Pretty pricey, but a lovely place to see shows, or so I'm told. Again, this is the last song. Next week, I will be back with music from The Midas Story, Arab Strap, Silver Jews, The Rakes, The X, Test Icicles, The Bats, and Tangiers. Midas Story will be playing next Thursday at TT the Bears, so I won't have a chance to plug that before then, so let me do that. I will be at that show. Anyway, this is the last song. This is Bell Orchestra with the song Salvatore Amato from the album Recording a Tape, The Color of Light, that came out this week on Rough Trade Records. Thank you, everyone. Too Much Rock Podcast number 5, and you can find me at TooMuchRock.com.